Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Back home, far more importantly, something that has been of grave concern are the pictures that have been circulating relating to the stripping of our railways. We see what's happening on the roads, the absolute carnage, yet we had a fully functional rail system that could have taken up so much of the load in respect of what we see going from the Bay of Durban all the way through to Kazerne in City Deep. And one has to ask oneself the question, are we coming to the end of South Africa's railway network? Joining me now is Maselo Oslapo, the Chief Executive Officer at the African Rail Industry Association. Maselo, welcome to Chai FM.
Good morning and good morning to your listeners.
Maselo, please help us to understand, are we really in the predicament that we see? We heard the Minister, Fikile Mbalula, say that only 17% of Gauteng's rail network is actually functional. Is this true? Because if so, that is a significant drop in the load capacity of our railway.
I don't know about the numbers and how the numbers are derived, but what I can tell you is that BRASA, which is the passenger market, have seen a significant decline in numbers, the commuters that use the passenger rail services. The leadership at BRASA, we have had 6 CEO over the past, 10 CEO over the past 6 years. So on an average, you have a CEO that serves about 6 months or so. Now, there is no organization that one would expect to function properly without, a permanent leadership. So leadership is quite important. And then secondly, the passengers wants to have a safe transport. I'm tired of driving. I want to have a train where I could relax by the time I get to my destination. I'm not grumpy. So where the 17% comes from, is it because we don't have leadership? Is it because we have neglected the passenger rail services? So for me, if we want to fix the railways, the passenger railways, it's a matter of leadership. We can't continue having a merry-go-round around leadership at BRASA. But we also need to make a distinction between the Transnet Freight Rail and the passenger rail. So the 17% that the minister refers to, I would assume that is the passenger rail services and not the freight market.
So, Maselo, we even saw this morning that there's delays on the Naledi line, which luckily is happening during this period of time, of the year when a lot of the commuters are on leave. But this is ongoing. We see that the passenger rail network is collapsing to an extent. When one looks at what we see, and perhaps correct me if I'm wrong, but when we look at the different pictures circulating on social media, when we hear about scrapyards being raided and rail being found, the pictures we're seeing are of commuter stations. We're seeing stations that are stripped in Benoni, right behind the police station. We're seeing on the complete other side of the West Rand stations that are stripped in Florida, Horizon, Roodepoort. Why is this happening? Is it just because there aren't passengers? Are they no longer using those stations? Has it become lesser used in over the years, and now we see more taxis being used? Or is it because people don't want to use railways because of its now notorious issues of unreliability and the fact that we're seeing this wholesale stripping of the infrastructure?
Railways are our heritage. You know, I come from Springs. There are communities within the railway. There was a coach where you know that this one is for church. They will be preaching, they will be singing that one. The other one will be for students. So there is a dire need for railways. But when you have an infrastructure that is destroyed, is either you're not using it or out of pure neglect. So if you don't have a leader, go back to the leadership. If you don't have the leadership, even if you have a leadership that knows zero about railways, there is absolutely no way that you would have a functional passenger railways. And I want to go back to some of the leaders themselves, with either the CEOs or the board members. There's a good chance that they've never been on a railway. All we see is that when they get employment, there is this, the PR exercise going around and singing the dilapidated infrastructure. And each and every one of them come in to say they're going to fix. How many have they fixed? How many of these board members we must hold accountable in their personal capacity? Why do we only have one board member within the entire state-owned entity that has been declared as unfit to be a director? Whereas the likes of Prasa have had multiple board members that have largely not led the organization, have neglected their duty to act on in the best interest of Prasa, and then therefore affecting the railway system. But I want to go back to when a train is delayed. There may be multiple factors. So when you don't have a railway or the track that is the railway safety regulator may consider to be unsafe, then the RSR would then restrict the speed. So the driver may be on time, but because of the restriction in terms of speed, then the train is late. So there are a number of reasons that may contribute to a train being late. So the previous board members have not spent the capex, and it's not the only one. So there are fundamental problems at Prasa that needs to be addressed. Yes, we can look at the infrastructure, but what is the cause? Neglect, underutilization, you are inviting trouble.
Ms. Helen Schlapo, Chief Executive Officer at the African Rail Industry Association, thank you so much for giving us a little bit more insight into South Africa's railway network.